From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Fallout does continue with staged anti-U.S. marches after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. At least one death is being blamed on the protests along the Gaza Strip. The 30-year-old Palestinian man Mahmoud El-Masri was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israeli-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage. The Israeli military confirmed that it shot two people in southern Gaza, accusing them of being main instigators of violent riots. Israeli warplanes also targeted Hamas military targets in Gaza in response to a rocket fired from the area. The Palestinian Health Ministry said at least 15 people were injured in the strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Wednesday that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and the United States plans to move its embassy there. Israel considers all of Jerusalem to be its capital. The Palestinians want the eastern part of Jerusalem for its capital of future independent states. Ukrainian police on Friday rearrested the former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili after he was freed from police custody earlier this week in dramatic fashion by his supporters. The arrest is the latest development of a long-running feud between him and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who was his longtime patron once upon a time. He became a regional governor in Ukraine in 2015 at the invitation of President Poroshenko. However, there was a falling out between the two men. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in its strongest terms Thursday's attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that this is the worst attack on U.S. peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of enormous sacrifices made by troop contributing in the service of global peace, he said. Peacekeepers were part of a special intervention force based in eastern Congo. The attack occurred late Thursday in troubled North Kivu province. Military reinforcement arrived on the scene, and the force commander is coordinating the mission's response. One UN official told VOA that the attack on the mission's forward operating base is likely to be perpetrated by the Ugandan rebel group, the Allied Democratic Forces, which is active in the area and has attacked the mission in the past month. Separately, UN announced a central emergency response fund of $100 million to meet critical needs in 9 underfunded emergencies. According to U.S. prosecutors, former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort may have violated a court gag order by editing an opinion article that ran Thursday in English-language newspapers in Ukraine. The evidence is just a small portion of evidence gathered by the legal team of U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is focused on investigating possible links between Russia and Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Manafort and Trump campaign advisor Rick Gates have pleaded not guilty to a 12-count indictment as part of Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and potential collusion with Trump associates. They are charged with conspiring to launder money, conspiracy against the United States, and failing to register as foreign agents of Ukraine's former pro-Russian government. Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 5 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. More than 5,700 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are spraying and dumping water and fire retardant to slow the spread of 6 large wildfires and other smaller blazes that have erupted since Monday. The fires, stoked by relentless westward Santa Ana winds, are torching areas along the Pacific coast from San Diego to Santa Barbara County. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.